Brand Development. On July 18, 2004, England's Sunday Express published an article by Lucy Johnston, health editor. It contained the following. Dr. Peter Mansfield, a GP and director of the Good Healthkeeping Service at Louth, Lincolnshire, studied more than 100 children with behavioral problems. He discovered those with high levels of fluoride in their bodies were more likely to have developmental and behavioral problems. Once the fluoride was taken out of their diet, they got better. He said, "This is very worrying. Fluoride is toxic and could cause mental problems. It could be that thousands of children are underperforming as a result. We had children we thought were affected by fluoride. In some cases, they were hyperactive, lacked concentration, and were unhappy all the time. We tested them and quite clearly demonstrated that fluoride was causing their problems. The trouble fluoridated water is causing far outweighs the possible benefits to children's teeth. Nothing like enough work has been done on this, and no one is checking. It's very worrying." His findings are borne out by a UNICEF-backed study of 769 school children in China. It found those with mental retardation or low IQ levels had excess fluoride in their systems. The study concluded that the chemical makes mental health problems worse by interfering with the central nervous system. Another study carried out in America found that rats behave like hyperactive children when given a comparable amount of fluoride.